SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Police across multiple jurisdictions are warning of a significant rise in fuel theft as the oil crisis hits home. But price relief could be on the way. The United States, Israel and Iran have reached a tentative two-week ceasefire after US President Donald Trump pressed pause on his threat to bomb civilian infrastructure. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has criticised Mr. Trump for saying a whole civilization will die if Iran did not make a deal.
I don't think it's appropriate. The potential of damage to civilian infrastructure in Iran was an extraordinary statement to make.
A similar sentiment from Nationals leader Matt Canavan.
The post from the president overnight went way too far and beyond the realms of acceptability.
But news that Iran will begin allowing tankers through the Strait of Hormuz promises a welcome reprieve for Australian motorists. Despite these developments, questions have already emerged over the scope of the ceasefire, as Israel contradicts key Pakistani mediators, saying hostilities in Lebanon are not covered under its terms. And even if the ceasefire holds, relief at the Bowser could take weeks to flow through. Peter Cowrey is the head of media with the NRMA.
We need to remember that service stations today are still selling fuel that they bought at record highs, so it will take time for that to flow on. We also want to make sure that the cuts in the excise are passed on in addition to any falls in wholesale prices that may appear in the coming days and weeks.
Production could also be impacted in the longer term by damage to Middle East energy infrastructure inflicted by both sides during the war. Queensland Premier David Crisafulli is urging the government to boost domestic production by fast-tracking a new oil field, which would be the first new approval in half a century.
Together, we can work towards getting this rolling, and there really is. It's a sea of opportunity for us here in Queensland and in the country. And we have seen in recent times that we're at the end of a supply chain of a global level, and it really does leave us vulnerable.
Among those most vulnerable to price spikes are Australian truckies, and they're taking their fight to the Fair Work Commission. They're calling for retailers, manufacturers and mining companies to bear more of the burden from ongoing fuel price pressures. Michael Caine is the National Secretary of the Transport Workers Union.
Unless we grab this crisis by the scruff of the neck and deal with it, then road transport is going to come to a grinding halt.
Meanwhile, the government is pushing ahead with its drive to shore up supply from international partners. After speaking by phone to Chinese Premier Li Qiang, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese will head to Singapore on Thursday. Defence Minister Richard Marles is off to Japan, and Chris Bowen is the Federal Energy Minister.
We continue to engage very strongly with our international counterparts, particularly in Southeast Asia, and we've been very pleased that our counterparts have recognised their role in being a reliable energy supplier to Australia when it comes to liquid fuels, just as they recognise our role and our history as a reliable supplier of other types of energy.
He says Australia's fuel supply remains secure well into May, and the number of service stations without fuel across the nation is currently falling. It's a trend motorists will be hoping continues. T. Mitchell, SBS News.
A new SBS music station is coming.
SBS Pop Europe.
filled with Eurovision hits non-stop.
You want more?
Tune in from the 1st of May
on DAB Radio, online,
the SBS Audio app
and SBS On Demand.